Most conversations about preparedness jump straight to worst-case scenarios. People picture packed bags by the door, gear staged for the day everything falls apart, and long checklists built around events that may never come. That kind of preparation has its place, but it misses something that matters far more often: the small, ordinary problems that show up in normal life, on a normal day, when nothing is wrong at all. A package needs opening. A phone dies at the worst possible moment. You reach for cash and have none. You walk to your car in a dark lot and wish you could see. These are not emergencies. They are just friction, and they happen constantly. Everyday carry, usually shortened to EDC, is the answer to that friction. It is the small set of items you keep on you every single day, not because you expect disaster, but because these tools quietly make daily life smoother and leave you a little more capable no matter what the day brings. Unlike the bags that sit waiting for a crisis, EDC is never staged and grabbed. It rides along with you all the time, and its first purpose is being useful today. This guide explains what EDC really is, how it differs from the other preparedness kits, the daily problems it solves, and how to choose items worth the space they take. By the end, you will understand the thinking behind a good loadout, and a tiered list will follow to help you build your own. What everyday carry is. Everyday carry is the collection of items you keep on your person by default, every day, without having to think about it. These are the things that live in your pockets, ride on your belt, or travel in a small bag that never leaves your side. The defining feature is not what the items are but how they are carried. EDC is always present. Because it is always present, it is always available the instant a small problem shows up, with no planning, no retrieval, and no trip back home to grab something. You do not decide in the morning whether today is an EDC day. It simply comes with you, the same way your keys and wallet do. This constant presence is exactly what separates EDC from the other kinds of preparedness kits people talk about. A bug-out bag is a larger pack staged at home, ready to grab if you ever need to leave in a hurry. It sits by a door or in a closet, waiting for an event that pulls you out of your normal routine. A get-home bag serves a different role. It usually lives in your car or at your office, prepared for the situation where you are stranded away from home and need to make your way back on foot. Both of these bags share the same basic logic: they wait somewhere until a specific problem calls them into use. They are tools for the exception, not the routine. EDC works in the opposite direction. It is not waiting anywhere. It is with you, being used, all the time. That difference changes everything about how you choose what goes into it. A bug-out bag can afford to be heavy because you only carry it during an evacuation. An EDC item has to be worth carrying every hour of every ordinary day, because that is exactly what you will be doing with it. Usefulness first, readiness second. The most important thing to understand about EDC is the order of its priorities. Its first job is everyday usefulness. The items you carry should earn their place by helping you handle the small tasks and minor annoyances that fill normal life. Emergency capability is real and valuable, but it is a bonus that comes naturally from having genuinely useful tools on hand at all times. When you carry something because it helps you every day, it is also there in the rare moment when something bigger happens. This is a gentler and more sustainable way to stay ready than building a kit around fear. You are not preparing for the end of the world. You are just making sure that when a small problem appears, you already have what you need to solve it. The everyday problems EDC solves. The best way to understand the value of everyday carry is to stop thinking about disasters entirely and look at an ordinary day. Life is full of tiny friction points, moments that are not dangerous or dramatic but are genuinely annoying when you are unprepared for them. On their own, each one is small. Added up across weeks and years, they represent a steady drain of time, patience, and comfort. EDC exists to erase these moments before they become a problem. Think about how often you need to open something or cut something. A stubborn package arrives, a tag needs removing, a loose thread needs trimming, a box needs breaking down. Without the right tool, you improvise, borrow, or struggle. With one small item in your pocket, the task takes seconds and you barely notice it happened. Consider the dead phone at the worst possible moment, right when you need directions, a ticket, or a call. Being caught without a way to keep it running turns a minor inconvenience into a stressful scramble. Or think about reaching for cash only to find you have none, in a place that does not take cards or where a small bill would have solved everything instantly. Light is another one people underestimate until they need it. Walking to a car in a dark parking lot, finding something dropped under a seat, or reading fine print in a dim room are all small problems that vanish the moment you have a little light available. A capable multi-tool handles a dozen minor jobs, from tightening a screw to fixing something that comes loose, tasks that would otherwise mean a trip to find the right tool or simply going without. Turning annoyances into non-events. What all of these situations have in common is that they are frequent and universal. Everyone hits them. They are not signs of danger or accidents waiting to happen. They are just the normal texture of daily life. The point of carrying a few deliberate items is that each of these small problems stops being an annoyance and becomes a non-event. You do not think about it, do not stress over it, do not have to ask anyone for help. You simply handle it and move on. That quiet competence is the real reward of EDC, and it pays off nearly every day. Emergency usefulness is the natural extension of this same habit. The tools that let you cut a package, keep your phone alive, see in the dark, or make a quick repair are the same tools that matter when something larger goes wrong. You do not need a separate set of gear for rare events. By carrying items that solve everyday problems, you have already built a foundation of readiness that carries over automatically when the stakes rise. The daily usefulness keeps the habit alive, and the habit is what makes you prepared when it counts, choosing what earns a place. The discipline at the heart of everyday carry is selection. Unlike a bag stored at home, your pockets and daily comfort are strictly limited. You cannot carry everything, and you would not want to. Every item you add takes up space, adds weight, and asks a little more of you throughout the day. Because of this, each item has to earn its place. The question is never simply whether something might be useful someday. The question is whether it is useful enough, reliable enough, and comfortable enough to justify carrying it every single day, all day long. This creates a balance between usefulness and burden that shapes every EDC decision. On one side is how often and how well an item solves a real problem. On the other is how much it costs you in bulk, weight, and hassle to keep it on you. An item that is small and unobtrusive can justify its place even if you only use it now and then, because it asks so little of you in return. A tiny tool that saves you 5 minutes once a week has more than paid for the pocket space it occupies. On the other hand, anything bulky, heavy, or awkward tends to get left behind. And an item left at home solves nothing. This is the central trap of overbuilding a loadout. The more you cram in, the more likely you are to stop carrying the whole thing, which defeats the entire purpose. Fit IT to your actual life. A good EDC is personal because your daily life is personal. The right supplies depends on where you go, what you do, and the environment you move through. Someone who spends the day in an office has different needs from someone working outdoors or commuting through a busy city. Climate matters. Routine matters. Your legal setting matters too, because rules about what you can carry vary from place to place, and a responsible EDC always stays within the laws that apply to you. There is no single correct list that works for everyone, and any guide that pretends otherwise is ignoring how differently people actually live. The best EDC, in the end, is the one you never stop carrying. That means it has to be light and comfortable enough to disappear into your daily routine. If you find yourself deciding whether to bring it, it is already too heavy or too much. The goal is a set of items so natural to carry that leaving them behind would feel strange, like forgetting your keys. This is exactly why the list that follows is organized into tiers. Some items are close to universal, worth carrying for almost anyone. Others add capability for those willing to carry a bit more. And some suit only specific needs or preferences. Sorting items this way helps you see what is truly essential first, then build outward only as far as your life and comfort allow, building your everyday carry. A good everyday carry is defined by one simple test: will you actually carry it, day after day, without thinking about it? Everything else follows from that. This is why the smartest approach is to start minimal. Begin with a small handful of items that solve the problems you hit most often, and get comfortable carrying them until they feel like part of your normal kit. Only then should you consider adding more, and only when a new item proves it earns its place. Growing your loadout slowly keeps it light, comfortable, and something you will keep with you rather than leave at home. The list below is organized into three tiers to make this easy. Vital items are the near universal daily carries that almost everyone benefits from, the foundation most people should start with. Recommended items add useful capability for those willing to carry a little more, filling in common needs without much extra burden. Optional items cover specific situations, environments, or personal preferences, and are worth including only if they genuinely fit your life. Reading the tiers in order helps you build from the essentials outward. Treat this list as a starting framework, not a rigid rulebook. Adapt it to your daily routine, your environment, and your local rules, keeping what serves you and setting aside what does not. With that in mind, here is a practical tiered checklist to help you build an everyday carry you will actually keep on you. The finest loadout in the world is worthless the day you leave it at home because it felt too bulky or too much. Everyday carry only works through consistency. Its entire value comes from being with you when a small problem appears, and that only happens if you carry it every day without a second thought. So start small. Choose a minimal, comfortable set of items you will carry naturally, the way you carry your keys, and let it prove itself before you add anything. build from there only as real needs appear. A light kit you always have beats a perfect kit you keep leaving behind. Stay practical, stay consistent, and let daily usefulness keep the habit alive.